woman might say that she just got some clothes hung up on the line when the wind came along and
blew them down, mm-hmm. and blew them off.
Have there ever been any bad winds around here?
We've had a lot of them. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of them. We've had more cyclones for the last, I'll say, 10 years than I can remember prior to that.
Is that right?
That's how much our atmosphere has changed.
Mm-hmm. Do a lot of damage?
Quite a bit of it. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of it. Mm-hmm. It seems every year it gets worse and worse. I've told a lot of people that I felt like that the Lord was trying to explain something to us and remind us of something that we needed to take heed, because it changed so much from what it was when I was a child.
If you say that the wind is coming from that direction, it's coming from
the west or south.
Okay. And what would you call a wind coming from halfway between the south and west?
Well, it's southwest.
And halfway between the south and east?
Southeast.
Okay, and halfway between the east and north?
Northeast.
And between the west and north?
That's northwest.
Okay. What about if you had a rain that didn't last very long, you'd call that a what?
Shower.
Mm-hmm. And
or drizzle.
Is there anything less than a shower or a drizzle?
Well, nothing but a fog.
Just a fog?
Yeah, you can have a heavy fog. It's similar to rain, but it's just finer. It's not condensed to where it will fall fast.
And if you have
but it will still stick to your windshield. Yeah. It's a form of rain.
And if you have a lot of fog, you say that's what kind of day it's a...
Foggy, dreary day.
Foggy, dreary day. Okay. What about...
Smoggy.
If you've gone for a couple of weeks without rain, you'd call that a what?
A dry spell.
Dry spell.
What's dry street.
What's worse than a dry spell?
A wet one.
Okay.
Too wet one.
Well, let's say you've had a dry spell and it began and it lasts for about 6 weeks, long enough to hurt the crops, you call that
out of drought.
Out of drought, okay. All right, if the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what? The wind
is getting stronger, getting higher.
Maybe picking up.
Picking up,
Okay. But if it's just the opposite, being strong, it's weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what?
The wind is quieting down, slowing down, or ceasing.
Okay. Let's say if it's in the fall and you go out in the morning outdoors, if you find that it's cold, but it's not disagreeably cold, and, you know, it's just kind of the weather you like to be out in, you say this morning it's rather...
It's very pleasant.
Very pleasant.
Okay. I like them a little nippy.
A little nippy?
Yeah.
If you go out in the morning and there's kind of a white coating on the ground.
Frost.
Yeah, frost. Are there different kinds of frost? Is some worse than others?
Yes, we have. Some frosts are heavier than others, that's true. Mm-hmm. It depends on the wind. You know, if you have a strong wind, well, you have very little frost, it blows it away. Dries it off.
Okay, you might say that it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze over, iced over.
And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
Might freeze, or you might say it had, before I got out there, it had already
frozen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I walked out for about 75 feet on the water down at Pascagoula. Just as you cross the toll bridge from Pascagoula, you take your left out there to a little village called Gochi. And in February of 1940, and some folks say salt water won't freeze you, but it will. It darn sure froze there. And it's coming right up Singing River off the Gulf.
Okay. All right, just a few more little simple things and we'll wind this up. Let's see, how about counting for me slowly from 1 to 20?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, the number after 26 is what?
27.
And the one after 29 is?
30.
The one after 39 is?
40.
The one after 69?
70.
The one after 99?
100.
The one after 999?
5.
Okay, what is 10 times 100,000?
100,000?
Well, 10 times 100,000 is what? Million?
A million, yeah. Okay. 100,000, yeah.
Okay. What is usually the day of the month that the bills are due?
The first.
And after that is the?
Past due.
Okay.
Right, or delinquent.
All right. The day after the first is the?
Second.
And then the?
Third. And fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eighth. Ninth. Tenth.
Okay. And let's say, you might say that sometimes you feel that your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, your good luck, but your bad luck seems to come.
Yeah. All at one time?
That's right. Yeah.
All at once.
You might say that if you're talking about your crops, last year you got 20 bushels to the acre, this year you got 40 bushels. So this year's crop was?
Twice.
Twice as good. Okay. All right, the first month of the year is called what?
January.
Okay, then?
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. All right. Did I ask you the days of the week? Today's Friday, tomorrow is?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, okay. Thursday.
Okay, I think I did ask you that.
Yeah.
What does the word Sabbath mean?
Sunday.
Just means Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing else, nothing other than that?
Well, the holy day, the Sabbath, the holy day.
Okay. Okay, I believe that's got it, Mr. Hastings.
Oh.